No.
It's recording?
Recording.
Okay, so Bishul sheet 2. We'll start with... In the future, you can bring a Gemara if you want, just because I'm going to read it inside very quickly. The Gemara Menachos, Nun Zayin Amun Aleph, source number 1. We start from the Gemara Gufa. Gufa Amar Rabba Bar Rechan Amar Yechanan Niach Basar Gabe Gachalim. Someone puts a piece of meat on top of coals. Hepech Bechayiv. If he turns it over, he's chayiv only once he turns it over. Lo hepech bay pater. If he doesn't turn it over, he's not chayiv for putting it on the fire. Hechidami. What's going on? Yilei medi lo hepech bay lo bishul. If he didn't flip it over and it would not have cooked, pshita. Obviously, he's not going to be chayiv until he flips it over. Ela di lo mahapech lo nami havi bishul. If he would not have flipped it over, it also would have cooked. So mailei mechayiv. So mailei mechayiv. Why is he not chayiv? He should be chayiv for putting it on originally. It cooked once he put it on. The Gemara says, we're going to see later on when we look at the next source. Rashi on Chaf Amud Aleph explains Machab and Drusai is that a list of them were in a rush, so they had to quickly cook their meat. They didn't really care what they ate. They wanted to make sure that their focus was on the gold, and they ate according to the Rambam. We'll see anything that was cooked halfway, and according to Rashi, anything that was cooked to a third. So if you cook it only chob ben drusai, and it's cooked only on one side of the piece of meat, he says that you're not chai for that. The only time you're chai when you cook it a third, according to Rashi, or a half, according to the Rambam, is when it's on both sides. Why? Rabbi Berkowitz explains, if you look at the summary, he says that a robber's not going to cut off the raw part of the other half just to eat a half raw piece of meat. So the halacha of machab ben drusai, it has to be cooked on both sides. Kamachab ben drusai agargaris. V'chimapach bei bishul bashul mishnei tzadim. So when the guy flipped it in the case of the Gemara, he ended up cooking on both sides. Kamachab ben drusai, and in such a case he's going to be chayiv. Kamashma and the kol mitzad echon. Kamachab ben drusai lav like klumu. You didn't do anything. Amarava anu halacha v'mnitz labai kegargaris. If you fully cooked it. The sides of gargaris mitzad echad, but makam echad yechayiv. So one, if you flip it, even if it's on one side, if it's fully cooked, if you're tzali it, you roast it, then and a sides of gargaris you're going to be chayiv even on one side, because we're not robbers, we're not in a rush. Once it's fully cooked, we'll be happy to cut off the bad part and eat the good part. So that's the end of source 1, and we see from here that machab ben drusai is only if it's cooked on both sides, and sliya gemura even on one side you'll be chayiv if it's a gargaris. Rashi on Chaf Amud Aleph, source number 2, says the Remaschu ben Drusai. It's a quick Rashi. I'm not going to look it up now, but Rashi says that he just says Machu ben Drusai is when listim are in a rush, and we see from Rashi as well that a ben Drusai is a third. The Gemara Menachos continues Ve'ikad Amri, later on a few lines later. What if you have a case where the meat's not fully gargaris in one spot, but it's in a bunch of different spots on the side on the piece of meat? So he says the Ikadarmi holds that if you cook it fully, even on one side, but it's not a gargaris in one spot, the different spots will add up to a gargaris. If you look at the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like this Ikud Amri. If you look at the Rambam source number 3, the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, Haniach Basar Gabi Gachalim Amnitzla Bay Kegargaris, Afilu B'Shnayim V'Shleish Mekayim Eschayiv. So the Rambam is talking about a case where you fully cooked a piece of meat. If it's spread out, as long as you have a Gargaris spread out of one piece of meat, you're Chayiv. Then he goes into the case of Machab ben Drusai. He says Machab ben Drusai is Chetzi Bishol, Nisbashel Chetzi Bishol Mitzad Echad Pater. So we see the Rambam paskins like the Ikud Amri and the Gemara that when it's fully cooked, it adds up. We add up the size to gargaris. The Rambam also argues on Rashi and says that Machab ben Drusai is a half. Now we're going to look at quickly. I don't know if anyone had time to look at the Shir of Yad Ser Ledes. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Mem Amud Beis says Yad Ser Ledes. Let's look at it. No. Where is it? What's the first one line you have it? So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Echad Shemen Echad Mayim Yatzeledes by Aser. Once you cook it to a Yatzeledes, any liquid substance when it's cooked to Yatzeledes, that's when it's Aser. Any Yatzeledes by Mutter, there's not, you didn't do anything wrong. Vechidam Yatzeledes Amarachba Kol Shakir Soi Shotinek Nichvas. If it burns the belly of a baby. So that's the shear of Yad Saladis. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, he says it's hard to understand. A lot of people say if you touch it, that's Yad Saladis means your hand's going to burn. So you touch it and see, is your hand going to burn? He says you can't be Saimich on that. And we're going to see later on tomorrow all the different Achroinim come up with a number, because if it's not touchy feely, what's the mathematical number? And we're going to go through Sugyas and Shechita, and we're going to try to come up with an exact number of what is considered Yad Saladis.
Right. It's 34, it should be 43.
Oh. Is it still recording?